We are the Bride Radio, as the voice of the true bride of Christ.
WATV Radio seeks to inform and engage the bride of Christ to stand up and take your place in the army and the kingdom. We recognize our battle is not with flesh and blood, but with the principalities and the powers of the air. We are a ministry of prayer, and we highlight what God is doing through other ministries and ministers across the globe. We provide a platform for ministers and a place for the bride to come together and rally around each other, hold up each other's arms, and pray for one another. WATV Radio celebrates the various missions that God has called each one of us to in this army. So we desire to promote and enhance the bride as a whole. Go Bride! Our soon coming King awaits.
Welcome to News Today with Dr. June Knight as your host on WITB.
This is a WATB disclaimer.
Hey, Bride, good morning. Hey, listen, okay, the president's going to do a press conference today at 3:30. All right, so let's watch this press conference and let's hear what he's got to say, because he's saying that it's going to have something to do with the economy and be very dramatic. So I think we got a big change coming, Bride. We got maybe a reset. Maybe a reset coming. I've got a call from one of my friends that talked about her hospital. A hospital on Fort Campbell is preparing for quarantining on every floor. You heard me right. This hospital is preparing for quarantine on every floor. So, I'm in Atlanta today. It is pretty quiet, which they did shut down the school system here. But there is still action. I mean, it's still going some. So, we'll see. We'll see what the president has to say today about the economy. Now, somebody told me that... they said, okay, what if they do this reset and they say, okay, we're going to give everybody a chance and we're going to restart everybody's economy. So if you take this chip, I'm just throwing this out there. Somebody else threw this out there. If you take the chip, we'll pay off all your bills and we'll give every household $2,000. But you have to take the chip and you have to get on this new global economy. You have to get the vaccine. We'll see what they're going to say. I said, wow, I could see them. We know that's going to happen. Except for all these churches that don't believe none of this is coming. They wouldn't see this coming. But the ones that are prepared, sober, and alert, and they know that the new world order is being set up, what is going to be this reset? Is it going to be a reset? How are we going to switch over to this digital economy? So let's see what happens. I will be live after the press conference. And we'll see what he says and what they're going to do. Okay, so either way it goes, myself and my family, we're not taking the chip. And we are not going to take the vaccine. The church prays Psalm 91, we're protected. So, and this is also, Bride, this is going to be very interesting. Very interested to see what the goats do right now. You know, right now it's being revealed, the sheep and the goats. So the goats, who are in a very seeker-friendly church, that are in a church where all they do is focus on their self, it's all about me now, it's a better life now, you know, where it's, I'm going to help you build up your prosperity. Give me $1,000, I'll give you a word. you know, those type of churches that are not the real meat, they're just like the milk. It's going to be interesting to see what those people think when all this hits. Because you got people out here bound up that need demons cast out. They need real healing. Not this fake healing, not this new age goody-goody feeling. We're talking about, it's about to hit the fan, and they need real Christians. And so we've got to, those of us that know the truth, we've got to be prepared to help. And also, I believe that a lot of people that are storing food in their house, just mark my words, you're not storing it just for your house. God is preparing you for the ones that are asleep and don't know what's going on, for them to come over to your house, and then you will be able to tell them the truth that we are in the end of days, and they need to repent and get their life right with God. And so just prepare your house. You know, and this is going to be a great opportunity for the real church to stand up, lay hands on the sick, cast out the demons, tell them about real salvation, not this new age, feely-goody type of Jesus, but the real Jesus that will cost you everything. You may even get killed for the name of Jesus and standing up for what's true, holy, righteous. And do not be moved based upon the world's, you know, interpretation of this global community that they're forming with this new age Jesus. So you're going to have to tell the people the truth. So I'm out here working in Atlanta today, but this afternoon I will be live after he does his press conference. Let's see what he's going to say. What is this dramatic thing that he has to tell us right now? We know that the stock market's crashing. We know that people are panicking all over the world. We know that Italy is completely shut down. Italy is on lockdown. So what is he going to tell us? So I will be back, Brad, and we will discuss it after that. Okay? So I will talk to you later. Yeah, I know, Sonia. Amen. Listen, I'm praying that the church, as a whole will examine what they're sitting under right now, because those that have been fed the milk just because they wanted to feel good and remain in their sin needs to... The problem is finding a church that's got meat anymore. That's the problem. I mean, you say that, the ones that are sitting in these feel-goody churches. A lot of people out there like me don't have a church because they don't have a meaty church. So, it could be the case that God wants you to start a church and bring the meat. I mean, somebody's got to do it. We got to bring these people the truth. And remember I told you, Brian, God's already told me I'm going to be a pastor one day. And when I do, I'm going to have a sign on my church that says, "Welcome to your funeral." It'll be a wake-up call from the moment they walk in about the real cost of Christianity. It's not, you're not in Christianity just to build your pocket. You're not in Christianity to get rich. You're not in Christianity to have the best car and the best house. You're in Christianity to lay down your life and to do what God has called you to do in the last days on earth. What is the mission that God has called us to? That's the whole reason we're here, Brian. And it's totally different than this new age Jesus is being taught out there to make people feel good while everybody around them is just falling dead. You know, we got to be the church. So anyways, okay, so what time is it now? I think we got about 3 hours until that press conference, okay? So, yes, Jesus did suffer. So why do we think we won't suffer? That's the difference. This new age Jesus type of churches don't believe that Christians suffer. Oh, we suffer all right. We do. So we've got to get ready. Okay, so the press conference with the president will be in a few hours. I will be back. And we will see what he says. Brian, we'll see what he says. I am on the edge of my seat. I'm on the edge of my seat to see what this is. Because I have this feeling it's a reset. And if it's a reset or some type of global, maybe he's going to say we're all in unity and we're coming together globally. And, you know, we're going to do this new digital economy and, you know, whatnot. I don't know. We're going to see what he says. Right now, we're just guessing. So, we'll see. It's going to be drastic and dramatic, he said. So, I'll be back with you after that press conference, and we're going to talk about it and see what happens. So, don't miss the press conference, and let me know what you hear in there, you know. Because these past few press conferences that he's been doing are very creepy. Because remember the one is that HHS guy who said, I'm getting money from the government because I'm going to increase the surveillance capabilities in this country. And I'm like, red flag. And then the next day, President Trump comes to Atlanta to do the CDC. And then he does a press conference and says, I'm giving out $8.3 billion for the coronavirus. And I'm thinking, to build up the infrastructure for the One World Order. This is what I'm seeing. And so, let's see what he says, Brad. The clock is ticking. I'm telling you. And listen, I had a guy that rode in here last night. Listen to this, Brad. And he was a sinner. And he was telling me, we was talking about the coronavirus, and he said, I feel it in the air. Something big is about to happen. And I thought, isn't that funny that a sinner, even a sinner knows that we are on the brink of something cataclysmic that's about to happen. So let's see. Okay, so I will be back with you in 3 or 4 hours, Brian. God bless. Brian, look at this. How beautiful. And this song comes to my spirit. Lord, you are more beautiful than diamonds. Lord, you are more costly than gold. Isn't this beautiful? Lord, you are more beautiful than diamonds. I'm probably getting the words wrong. And nothing I desire compares with you. Isn't that beautiful? Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary. Look here. Pure and holy, tried and true, with thanksgiving I'll be a sanctuary for you. I just wanted to show you this beautiful, beautiful Georgia night. I do too, Lane. Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy. A lot different than the songs today, isn't it? Tried and true. Yes, it's Rocky's Playground. And look at all the cows. All the cows are coming over here. With thanksgiving, I'll be a living sanctuary for you. Let's go check out the cows. This is farm life.
I just touched them.
You cows, what do all of y'all want?
For Christmas?
Why are you over here by the fence?
Because they're eating some delicious grass and some corn.
We just put them over there on that side of the fence.
I get the pets, something, cows. Watch out. Okay, move.
We just herded the cows over there.
Ain't no barking today.
Oh, here's a song on my spirit. Here we go. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood of Jesus. It washes white as snow. Thank you for the blood of Jesus. Thank you for the blood of Jesus. Thank you for the blood of Jesus. It washes white as snow. It washes white as snow.
Woo! Good job!
That's my grandson. I couldn't help but just enjoy this beautiful night, y'all. I just want to worship the Lord.
Here's your walking stick.
Thank you, grandson. Y'all, he is 10 years old.
Sup. Come on, Rocky.
Rocky's this little dog. Y'all cows better stay over there. We just moved them from the back field over to that field. So they better stay back there. Oh, I got another song in my spirit, Brad. Jesus on the main line, tell him what you want. Jesus on the main line, tell him what you want. Remember that one? Jesus on the main line, tell him what you want. Jesus on the main line now. Oh, call him up, call him up. Tell him what you want. Call him up, call him up. Tell him what you want. Call him up, call him up. Tell him what you want. Jesus on the main line now. If you want a healing, tell him what you want. If you want a healing, tell him what you want. You know what this reminds me of, Bride, is that old Brush Arbor revivals. Now, those were some revivals. People would sit around the old fire, sing praise songs, worship the Lord. What is up, cows? What are y'all doing over here all together? One of them come over here and I was talking to him about the Lord. That one right there. He's the cute one. He's... Hello there. Say hi to everybody. Ain't he cute, Brian? He's red and white. There's another one behind him that's red and white. Then we got a bunch of black ones back there. We just let them run around today. Oh, here's a good one, Bride. We exalt thee. We exalt thee. We exalt thee. Oh, Lord. Remember that one? We exalt thee. Look at the one star. We exalt thee. We exalt thee. Oh, Lord. All right, Bride. Well, I'm going to get off here. I just wanted to show you the beautiful night sky tonight here in Georgia. And I love you, and I pray you have a good evening. God bless. Hello, Bride. I just got the notice from Fox News that the World Health Organization has labeled this a global pandemic. Not just a national pandemic, but a global pandemic. So we're about to see some serious things happen in this country. Of course, I'm not trying to speak fear, but I'm just saying the natural course of how people act. And so, get ready, church. This is where we need to be the real church. We need to help people to calm them down. Like that doctor I told you that got in here yesterday all panicking. And I mean, the spirit of fear was just all over this woman. But I was able to speak Psalm 91 into her life and speak that peace into her. And we have to, Bride, listen to me. We have to come in agreement with God's word. We have to agree with Psalm 91. Psalm 91 says, no plague shall come nigh my dwelling. And we're going to plead the blood of Jesus over our house and plead the blood of Jesus over our family members. Okay? And we need to be used by God and not run in our houses and be afraid. We need to, if we really believe, Bride, what we're preaching, okay? If we really believe it, we're going to act on it. This is a test. And actually, I heard a prophet say, or a prophecy said, that this is a test of what's really coming. And I was listening to the president yesterday, and I was thinking, not the president, but the vice president, when he was talking about what they're doing today with the coronavirus. And they kept saying, the lady from the CDC, she kept saying, well, we're testing this system and we're testing this and we're, you know, we're kind of seeing how everything works. So I'm thinking, because y'all know what's coming, because the Great Tribulation, I mean, just think about the big picture, Bride, the peace plan. The peace plan, all the things they're doing over there in Israel, calling Trump the Messiah, building the third temple, doing the Orthodox Jews doing the sacrifice to the animal over there in Jerusalem, over in Israel, doing that sacrifice, and all the things happening, okay, this could be a test run for what's coming, because they know that the tribulation is coming. And the Antichrist is about to step on the scene and all this other stuff. So maybe they're getting all their systems in place. So these are just a few things for you to think about, Bride. Number one. Okay, so they're testing all the systems. Do you remember last year when I told you when the president said the GD word, what God told me? Do you remember, Bride? And isn't it sad that the church did not have a backlash over that? That they did not say, wait a minute, we do not cuss God. This is one thing. But why did they not backlash? Because they don't even backlash when he partners with the LGBT. Our own people are partnering with the LGBT. They're partnering with this one world religion spirit. So why would we expect them to do any different with all the other stuff? You know what I mean? They're partnering with the Noahide laws. They're partnering with the Orthodox Jews. They're partnering with the beast, basically. So the point that I'm trying to say is, now I done forgot what I was saying. I got off track. Okay, let's see. I done forgot what I was saying, bro. I done lost my track. Somebody help me. Basically, just listen to what they're saying because you need to pay. Oh, I know what I was saying. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Preparing for what's to come. Okay, so Okay, so when President Trump said the GD word last year in July at one of his rallies, I was crying to the Lord. This is back when I was in Washington, and this is back when I used to repent for him all the time to the Lord. When I was up there with him, because I would feel terrible, and I would tell the Lord, Lord, please forgive our president for saying, for cussing you like this from a platform with all the children in the room. And on top of that, to make it worse, Lord, forgive our church for excusing it. Forgive the church for being so sick that we would actually excuse the behavior of that, you know, type of deal. And the Lord spoke back to me and said he was testing the church. He was testing the church. And what has happened ever since he got his response back, which was nothing. It's like the church has become so loyal that you can't tell them anything about the president. They just... they're hook, line, and sinker. He can do no wrong because he's Cyrus, and we used to have an evil king that God used and all this. So now he just, after that, he just partnered with LGBT, you know, went after all the colors and, you know, basically just left us hanging in the wind. But the point that I'm trying to say with that is now let's go ahead and look 6 months ahead what's happening. Now we've got this going on in the country, which I do believe is man-made, okay? But now they're labeling it a global pandemic. This could be a prelude of what's coming. They just gave $8.3 billion, and now, you know, they made the comment the other day about how they need help with surveillance capabilities. So, in my opinion, you know, and based upon all my research in my books, they're setting up the One World Order. So what? All these companies now are... did y'all know this? That these companies are sending people home so that they can work from home. These colleges are shutting down and telling the kids that they want them to just do their classes online. Schools are shutting down. You know, it's like, okay, it's getting really real here, you know. And so, what are they doing while they're pushing everybody in their houses? Are they going to call martial law since it's a global pandemic? Martial law, you know, cancels out the election. Did y'all know that? He can stay in office. You've got Putin just got approved by his Congress, I believe, if I read it right, for him to stay in the office and not have to leave, type of deal, starting 2024. You know, and it's like, okay. And then you look at the situation between President Trump and Netanyahu. They both have the same type of situation. They both been attacked by their people, the other people. And then they both turn around and win miraculously. You can't make this stuff up, Brad. You cannot make this stuff up. Now we have a global pandemic. Everything's being set in place. What is really going on with the peace plan? I mean, what's really happening with that? Did they really sign it? You see what I mean? There's so much going on with biblical prophecy right now. And so I believe that this case right now with the coronavirus is a setup for what's to come. But here's the key for us as the church. We're in the greatest hour because the rubber's meeting the road. The sheep from the goats is being exposed. What are we going to do when these people come crying on your door and they're hungry and these people come crying and they're demon possessed? Are you going to throw them a piece of gold dust or throw them a jewel or a feather? No, that stuff's not going to help people. You're going to have to be practical and you're going to have to do and apply the word of God. You're going to have to show them love, cast the demons out, pray for them to get healed, and train them and give them disciples and show them what God has really called them to do. We're going to have to go back to practical Christianity and to the truth of Christianity, which is the cross. which is Jesus Christ, which is you have to lay down your life, people. We don't get in this for material things. We don't get into this for prosperity and to use God as a genie. We don't do that. You know, we lay down our life and we give God everything. And believe me, when people are hurting, they're going to want the real. Yes, they are. And they're going to recognize the real. They are. And so we say we want revival. It's here at our doors. And this is what I've told you for years, Bride. What revival is going to look like. It's going to be great suffering. Great suffering. And how are we going to act when the suffering hits our door? How are we going to act when suffering hits our community? And these people are looking for real answers. We're not going to throw them a gold dust. We're not going to throw them a gem or a feather. I'm just saying this because this is where the churches went off in error. We have followed after these supernatural signs and wonders and been so hungry on the me gospel. I want another word. I want to get drunk in the ghost. I want to toke the ghost. I want to, you know, do all this stuff that just does nothing but fill the person. You know, these people need somebody that has this. Somebody has a real solution and has the hand that can reach out and say, here, the kingdom is here. This is what you need, you know. And so that's one thing that I've really enjoyed about being back out here on the streets, because I love the average American Joe. I do. I love these people are real. And I like that. I don't like fake. I don't like, I guess, because God showed me 7 years ago when my journey began about life and death. He showed me about death. I had to pray for people on their deathbed for a year and a half. And God showed me the real purpose of living. And all this fake stuff and this all about superfluity and vainness, that's not the purpose of living. The purpose of living is to fulfill your mission, and it's not about your reputation. It's about God and what does God want to do. And holiness, purity, and consecration. God does not want to see. The deal is that these ones that are partnering with the beast are the very ones that we have been trained up and growed up on all this teaching of everything is so supernatural that it just kind of overrides the Bible and the biblical instructions, you know. And we've just accepted everything. We have accepted the cult, occult, we've accepted New Age practices. You know, we've accepted all this because anything goes. But in the meantime, the cross went out the window. Salvation and repentance went out the window. And I mean, here we are, the chance of a lifetime to have the evangelicals in the White House that we have all followed. They have millions of followers, okay? We have them in there and we feel like, ah, what a relief. We have got our very own in there. But they're not dealing with the elephant in the room. Just like I keep telling y'all about Kanye, he's not dealing with the elephant in the room, which is repentance. That's the very thing that the NAR, the New Apostolic Reformation, does not believe in. They do not believe in repentance. Because why, Bride? And you'll even hear them say at these press conferences, they'll say, you know, if my people, which are called by my name, you know, would say a prayer. But that what they forget to say is, and turn from your wicked ways. That's the difference. They have done away with repentance, turning, and a consequence to sin is the bad word now, sin, you know. But the thing is, now that everything's hitting the fan, let's see what that gospel is going to do for people. What, I mean, seriously, what is it going to do for people when they're on death's door? You're going to have the real solution, you know, type of deal. So anyways, but going back to the evangelicals in the White House. Okay, so now we've got these people up there. They got the ear of the president. They have got a seat at the table. We are in like Flint. But what good has it done evangelicals? When you look at the big picture, I'm talking about the evangelical agenda, not this one world religion agenda. Whereas, oh, he gives us prayer in schools. Okay, yeah, but it does for everybody else too. What has he done to protect us like he has the Orthodox Jews? He does the anti-Semitism. What about where people don't kill Christians? I mean, what about us out here? Do you see what I'm saying, Brad? And what about the repentance to God? It's not funny. God does not think it's funny when you partner. And guess what? I just saw several things that are very troubling lately. Number one, that American Priority. Y'all need to look that up, AmericanPriority.com. Okay, American Priority is the one that I busted out last year when I started noticing the president turning. And I started telling everybody, and everybody starts getting mad at me. How dare you say all that, what the president's doing? I'm like, okay, I'm the average American Joe that God sent up there. Would you not want me to tell you the truth of what's happening up there? Or do you want me to just be a part of the big propaganda picture? So I started telling everybody, wow, he is actually partnering with the LGBT spirit and along with our evangelicals. What is going on here? They will not even answer me. I have asked them for interviews. They will not even give me the time of day. And why wouldn't they? I was the only Christian organization in the White House. What the world? So then I noticed American Priority. I looked on there. I wanted to throw up. This was everybody having to do with the president was going to be in Miami. Remember, I told you, Bride, I need money. Remember back then when I was asking you for money? I said, I need money to go down to Miami so I can report to you what's happening. Well, I didn't get it, so I couldn't go. What happened? They put transgenders, LGBT, down there. And what are they doing, Bride? Calling it an awakening. It's a big awakening. Just like what Lou Engle's calling, doing all the things he's doing. Back in the LGBT agenda, saying it's an awakening, partnering with the Pope. Okay, so now, here we are 6 months later, American Priority's doing it again. And guess what's on their page, Bride? And this has got Donald Trump Jr. right there on the front page. And guess what is on their about page? We support equality. Okay. All right, all you evangelicals that are going to these parties and you're going to all these LGBT parties in Washington and you're wearing your ball gowns and you're going to all these big Trump hotels across the country partnering with all this LGBT spirit, but yet you want to tell the evangelicals that you're working on their behalf. Vomit me a river. I don't want nothing to do with that gospel. I don't want nothing to do with this vomit. And then I'm the only one out here telling people about the LGBT, which bothered me about True News. Because I started to trust True News. I know I'm ranting, but I'm just telling you. I'm like, why are you not talking about this? So one day True News exposes it. They said, look at these evangelicals out here partnering with the LGBT spirit. And then they just busted them right out. Of course, they've got a studio and they've got money and they've got the way to be able to tell people that I don't. So I was happy that somebody finally exposed the evangelicals with the LGBT. Okay, and then they said, all right, evangelicals, why are you not telling the president not to partner with this mess? Why are you partnering with Netanyahu and the Orthodox Jews over here? Well, they didn't say Orthodox Jews because for some reason, True News will not go there about the Noahide laws, which bothers me. But anyways, Why are you partnering with Netanyahu, who is over here pushing all the evangelicals to spend all this money on the Jews, all this money on Israel, but you're not telling Israel they need to get saved? You're not telling all these people they have got to accept Jesus. He did say this, and I was proud of him for that, Rick Wiles. I was proud of him that he said that about the evangelicals. They're not preaching the gospel, because the gospel says you must accept Jesus Christ as your Savior. He is the only way to heaven. Why does the evangelicals not teach that, Bride? Because they're ecumenical. And I keep telling you this, ecumenical is satanic. Ecumenical is of the devil itself. Because, Bride, I told you when I was doing those Bible studies, God hates mixing. He absolutely hates it. And he will never, ever, ever partner with that. Partner with all these other religions, partnering with the satanic, partnering with the beast. No. And guess what, Bride? I'm going to give you a news flash shocker right now. Guess what is the beast? Think about it. Think about it. The beast is what you're seeing right in front of your eyes. The beast has pulled the church in. The beast is the mouth. The beast partners with everything having to do with this Antichrist spirit, and they speak it out into the masses, and they tell everybody that everything is okay. Like when the president did the peace plan. Let me give you just a few examples. The president does the peace plan. Okay? A mass army of evangelicals, which I told you, mark all them that support Kanye, because that tells you who the beast is. The mass army of the voice of the beast goes out there. Oh, President Trump's doing a good thing. Nothing wrong with the peace deal. Don't worry about it, people. Don't worry about it. As soon as Kanye goes out there, all of them go out there, bam! Within like 2 or 3 weeks, all these evangelicals that are with the president, that are supposed to represent the church, that now are forming these tribunals because they want to be like the head of the church, they are the ones that are turning around and partnering with the beast. And they're turning around and saying, oh, Kanye's okay, people. He is so okay that I am putting him on my platform with millions of people. For him to go on there and allow people to go to his YouTube page and purchase all of his satanic old music that he says he has nothing else to do with because he don't sing it anymore, but yeah, he wants to make his millions off of it. So yes, yeah, send your children over there and let them purchase all this vomitous music. Let them purchase his blasphemous Yeezus shoes. Yes, let them all just say the name Yeezus and blaspheme God. Yes. And how dare you not deal with the elephant in the room, with him saying he was God and him never repent for that? Who cares? Listen, just like that show, The Family on Netflix. Just let all of these people be a part of this evangelical alliance that they're calling it now. Just shh. I don't care what you do behind closed doors. Just say the name of Jesus. You can partner with who you want to. And you can do all the evil you want to. Just say the name of Jesus and send out these press releases when we tell you to, so that we can all have one voice as one. And we can be one voice, just shh. And we'll invite you to all these LGBT parties. And just no pictures, okay? Don't take any pictures, because we have to keep everything on the down low so that the church does not really see what we're partnering with out here. And they're dumb anyway. They'll believe everything we're saying. So shh. Just say Jesus. Bride, that is what the beast is. The beast is the voice that you're hearing. This, do you not think it's odd that the mainstream media is in agreement with the evangelicals, is in agreement with the White House, is in agreement with all of this, is all saying the same thing? Don't you think that's odd? It's because they're all together. And so, another thing that somebody sent me, I haven't verified this, but that President Trump was in India at a huge unity gathering of all the religions, and how he was so very proud to see all the religions come together as one. And so I haven't been able to research that, but I will. I will research that. But anyways, Bride, I said my spiel for the day. And if anything else happens, because this whole broadcast right here is about the WHO, World Health Organization is now calling this a global pandemic. So where is our country going to be in 2 weeks? Where are we going to be in 2 weeks? That's what I want you to consider. I want you, your eyes to be open to the beast. And I want you to get back in the Word and pray and ask God to take the scales off your eyes so that you see. Because God will never, ever, ever, ever partner with this. He is not like this. You can call it revival, you can call it awakening, all you want to. But there is nothing about it holy, nothing about it sanctioned by the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the one who is the father of Jesus, the one who is Jesus. They are one. And there's no way he would ever partner with this beast. Look at the fruits of this beast. Okay, let's take Kanye. Okay, he's one of the mouths of the beast. He's out partying it up on Saturday night. His wife is practically naked all the time on social media. And they want everybody to think that this is all cool. This stuff is not cool, people. And that he still has not repented for calling himself Jesus. Jesus. God. I mean, people, wake up out here. All right, well, I got to go, Bride, and try to make some money. You notice I'm not asking you for money anymore. I will get out here and make it myself, and I will just try to talk to you when I can. And I'm trying my best to tell you, to tell you what I discover, as I hear these things. Okay? So I will talk to you later. God bless. Hey, Bride, I wanted to talk to you a minute about something. I drove this lady who said she was on this action committee and we was talking about the virus. And she was telling me how serious it is. And I was like, because, you know, I told her that I believe this one is man-made, but the one that God has is going to be a very serious one. You know, they won't be able to stop it. So she was explaining to me that, okay, these types of viruses that they do not have a vaccine for, the only way to contain it is to have everyone stay at home for 2 weeks. So she was saying that she thinks it's only going to be a 2 week, if they do like some type of martial law or containment or some type of, quarantine. Okay, if they do it, it'd be like 2 weeks. And the reason is because by then they will be able to identify who has it. So if they can get everybody to stay home, they will be able to tell who has it and then be able to, they order more tests for people. But she was saying that was the only way to try to stop a global pandemic, really, is to have everybody just stay home for 2 weeks. And I said, well, what's going to happen to people that don't have food? She said, I guess people will have to start being neighbors. The ones that have food will have to begin sharing, you know, type of deal. So I don't know what the president's going to say, but let's just look at the past action that's taking place, okay? You have where he basically is telling everybody to calm down, okay? He's telling them it's not that big of a deal. But we keep having Trump every day, I mean, not Trump, but Pence, hold these press conferences every day to tell everybody with this team, you know, that they need to calm down and that everything is okay type of deal. That there's only a few. But here's the deal, is they keep doubling. the types of people, you know, that gets infected, the numbers keep increasing really bad. So the point that I'm trying to say is that I wanted you to know what that woman said about the 2 weeks, okay, and that he may have to call everybody into a quarantine to get it contained. Now, you know, I told y'all that my theory is, okay, they have all this money. They're rolling out 5G right now, and they're getting the beast set up. So what if they just have everybody stay home for 2 weeks, and they do what they got to do to get the grid set up? I mean, you never know what they're doing. But we'll see what the president says tonight, but I still tell y'all again, Bride, you do need to go get groceries and get you some things stocked up, okay? Because you need to be wise, not that we're panicking or anything, but you need to, you know, get you some things to last you for a while, things that can sustain you, beans, rice, flour, cornmeal, you know, things that you can cook, you know. What are you saying? Are you hearing that it's supposed to peak around Easter and be for 6 months? 6 months would be right on the eve of the elections. Well, I don't know, but here's another thought, okay? You have the president saying, okay, we're going to go ahead and pay for everybody has to take off work. We're going to pay their salary. So I'm thinking, okay, how are we going to do this? How are we going to afford to pay for everyone? And then you want to quarantine them. You want to put them all in homes. And then you want to feed everybody what you want. You want everybody to just shut up and listen. Okay, so what kind of propaganda are you going to be feeling, people? And, I mean, it's going to be very interesting. They said that, I was watching True News a minute ago, and they said that they told California that they do not want them to go to any public churches. You know, basically stay out of the public arena, even churches and religious services, do them online. Well, if I do have to stay home, I will be doing a lot more online stuff, that's for sure. So we'll see, Bribe. We'll see what happens. Tonight's the big one. Because listen, if the president, let me tell you a few things about protocol when it comes to press conferences, okay? If the president does a press conference in his office, and he does that with what they call the press pool, okay? The press pool is five of the media types of organizations, radio, television, print, and whatnot. Okay, so if he does a press conference like that, it's very, very serious. Or at least they want everybody to think it's very, very serious. Because it's like a state of emergency. They're saying he may call a state of emergency tonight. But it's like a state of emergency, a state of war. And you know what, Bride? Remember last year in July when he did that? Right after that white man went and shot up all them people in, where was that? El Paso. And then the president did one from his office. He wanted everybody to feel like he's being really serious when he says he's gonna go after the red flag laws and all this stuff, which the conservatives were really upset that he would come after their guns. Remember? Or how easy do we forget? Okay, so he's going to do that tonight. So let's see what he's going to say. And I'm just telling you, Bride, don't believe everything that they say. We've got to weigh this stuff out. We got to consider everything that's happening. Okay, so I will be live. Oh, good point, Lane. Lane brought up a good point. What if they censor information? Wow, they could. This could be the last broadcast you see me on. That's right. Because think about it, okay? If they use the excuse that they do not want to have a global panic, they can say, we're going to shut down everybody, all lives, and shut everybody down so you only hear us and this is the only information you're listening to. So I pray that all of you that are my friends and that have been following me, that you have at least learned something. That you need to not swallow everything they're saying hook, line, and sinker, and especially from the evangelicals. If they're backing them up, then forget it. So, I'll try to be live after his 9 o'clock broadcast tonight. Okay, so I am trying to work up until, you know, they tell me I can't work anymore, and then there you go. So, that is one thing that I am so thankful of, and I can't wait to put this in my book, From the Pit to the Palace, is how God has taken care of me over the past 7 years across this country. Because he has taken care of me with nothing, absolutely nothing. And I've learned to trust in him all these years. So, we're going to see what's going to happen to the economy. I mean, everything's up in the air. So, Bride, I will see you after 9. And then we'll talk about what was said. Okay, so I will talk to you later. Go grocery shopping. Go get all the stuff you need. Oh, something else. I want to tell you a couple of other things. Some of my customers told me that they are out of water here in Atlanta. Let's see, they said they're out of water and toilet paper. And they're rationing 2 things per family. And so it's getting pretty serious. So go out and get your shopping done before 9 o'clock. Okay, I will see you after then. God bless. All right, Bride, I listened to the president. I thought he did really well in his speech. So let's see what happens from here. I believe we still need to stock up, though, and we still need to get ready and to be sober and alert for what's happening, okay? So I'm on my way home, and I just wanted to tell you I thought he did really well. And I thought whoever wrote his speech did an excellent job. On his speech, because he did not make it about himself. He was very concerned about the American people, so it sounded very genuine. And you know, I would tell you if I didn't, I would tell you if I didn't think he sounded genuine, but I feel like he did very well. And so let's just gear down and get ready for what's coming. We want revival. It's at our door. So get your house in order. Okay, I gotta go. I'll talk to you later. Hey, Bride, I just wanted to tell you a story of what happened of one of my riders. I picked her up, and she's a doctor, and she had, like, the mouthpiece on, and, you know, was in her doctor garb. And she gets in, and she's like, ma'am, I know this is a brand new car, but people be nasty. This woman took Lysol spray and sprayed down my back seat. And, I mean, was like panicking, just wiping my door down and all this. And I told her, I said, ma'am, I said, I'm a minister. I said, and I've been telling people, you know, that we need to listen to Psalm 91. And she's like, what is that psalm? And I said, because I could tell this woman was bound up with fear. And I said, let me play it. And so I played my Bible, Psalm 91, and this peace come over this doctor. And she's like, that's it. That's it. Because it said, no plague shall come nigh my dwelling. And so she got out, because she was only in the car about 5 minutes. And she got out and was filled with peace, Bride, just from the word of God. So God help us, you know, with people that are panicking right now. And people that feel very unstable with this death at their door, you know. I'm telling you, Bride, just like I said earlier, this is the opportunity of a lifetime for the church. We have got to be the light. This is where the rubber meets the road with society. You know, we can't offer them prosperity when death's at the door. Do you see what I mean? Like, we can't offer them the fake. You know, what good is a gold dust going to do to them? What good is a feather? What good is a gem? What good is a, you know what I mean? Like, what good is all that to them when these people are scared they're going to die in a minute from the coronavirus? You know, we've got to be willing to give them real life answers, real help. So, the president should be doing his press conference in 30 minutes. So I will be live again and we will see what he says. Okay, God bless, Brian. God bless. Good morning, Brian. Good morning. Listen, I'm on my way to work, and I know my post is shocking a lot of people because I'm telling you that President Trump is involved in this one world order. And I can imagine a lot of people right now are like, what the world? Not President Trump. Okay. So I just want you to consider a few things. Okay. Before you just blow it off in the wind like it doesn't exist. I want you to consider a couple of things, Brad. Okay. Let's just look at common sense. Okay. Who are the people that are surrounding the president? Let's just talk common sense here. The New Apostolic Reformation. Those evangelicals are the ones surrounding the president. What is their goal in the church? Their goal is to reform. They want to do away with the old order. The old order of things of Christianity. That's why they're setting up all these titles. Apostolic Reformations, Apostolic Hubs, all this stuff. They're wanting a new order in the church. Look at the similarities of everything, Brad. They're wanting a new world order of the church. So they did away with the eschatology that we was raised on. I mean, think common sense here, Brad. What was the eschatology we was raised upon? Jesus is coming back. Of course, back then it was the rapture. Jesus is coming back before tribulation comes, so get ready for the rapture. It's going to happen any minute. Not preparing the people to go through and all this other stuff. But the point was, they knew an Antichrist was coming. They knew that the end of the world was coming. They knew the mark of the beast was coming. And they was preparing for it. Okay? Bam, bam, bam comes TBN. TBN, CBN, God TV. The charismatic takes over. Now it's the New Apostolic Reformation. Now what is their theology? You got to consider doctrine, Brad. What is their eschatology? Well, Jesus already took care of all that back in 70 AD. There is no Antichrist coming. Actually, they're setting it all up for Israel. Everybody's going to come together in Israel. They're going to create a third world temple. I mean, a third temple. And then the Messiah is going to be set up in the temple. It's all the Antichrist. This new apostolic reformation, okay, is setting up for a new world order. Just like President Trump with the State Department, with all of this agenda, with the UN, they're all working together. And what are they trying to do? Build a new world order. They're doing away with the old order of things. And they have partnered with the New World Church that is doing away with sin, partnering with the LGBT, and so is the New World Order. The New World Order is partnering with the LGBT. I've been telling you this since last year when everything shifted in the White House and went towards that agenda. And you know what's so funny? Is they have snowed the church that they don't even care anymore. They don't care about perversion. They don't even care about consequences to sin. Let me ask you something. Has God ever blessed a nation that was perverted? Go back and read any part of the Bible and you tell me where. Has He blessed them and not judged them? Judgment is coming. We have partnered with the apostasy. We have partnered with perversion. We have partnered with idols, which is what my books are about. Apostasy plus idolatry equals judgment, and it's for the harvest. The difference is this great revival that they're talking about. This revival is called awakening. I hate that term. Their awakening is partnering with everyone. It's a global community where everybody's in unity together. And look, you can preach, and don't worry about if you have a problem with homosexuality or anything like that. You can still preach because, look, David, he cheated on his wife, and he killed the woman's husband and all this. You know what I'm saying? So the point that I'm trying to say is both sides are the apostasy. Both sides, that's why they have come together. And let me give you an example. I told you from the beginning about Kanye West. Kanye West was the truest sign that the apostasy has arrived in its fullest form. Because you have the elephant in the room, which the New Apostolic Reformation does not want to do, is repentance. Which is why the president, now they're so close to him and he admires them and he's been friends with them all them years and all this. But they will not do the one thing that God requires. One thing. Repentance. Why is that not on the table? And I'm talking a public repentance that says they'll give you the scriptures and they'll get up there and they'll say the scripture, but they leave off the main point. Turn from your wicked ways. Standing up there and saying, look, the United States is pulling out of the UN. We are pulling out. We are not going to be on the UN LGBTI board, which the United States and Israel is on. Shocker, shocker. And also the fact that Israel is the number one capital in the world for LGBT. They're all just going over there and flaunting that perversion on the land that all of us are funding. Bride, do you think God is pleased with this? You got to think common sense here. Common sense is that God does not partner with perversion. That's number one. And repentance. You can talk to me all day long about your salvation, but did you repent for calling yourself God? Did you repent for calling yourself Jesus publicly? Calling yourself, I mean, Jesus? And speaking blasphemy words, you are so great. You are the greatest thing since sliced bread, and you stand on Joel Osteen's platform and you say that. You say that you're the best that God has ever created, and all of you want to follow that? I mean, it's the same prideful attitude as the president. He's the greatest. He doesn't have to repent and all this. His pride, Kanye's pride, and the NAR's pride. The New Apostolic Reformation's pride. That does not want to deal with sin, because that's the old gloom and doom people. But bride, if you've ever studied the Old Testament and you've studied the tabernacle, it will humble you so greatly. Because the tabernacle, first of all, let's go back a little bit. Moses with God on the mountain, okay? Let's start from the very beginning. Moses with God on the mountain. And God is up there explaining to Moses, I want to have a relationship with mankind. I want to have a relationship with them, but I cannot be around sin. I'm so holy. And so God, you have all the children of Israel down there watching this. God is showing out. I mean, I had chill bumps reading this because the mountain is shaking and there's thunderings and lightnings, and God is showing out to the people. I am holy, people. I cannot partner with sin. So if you want to have a relationship with me, you have to follow these precepts. That's why when they built the temple, they had to sacrifice sin a certain way per sin. Some sin had to be taken care of on this side of the altar, some on this side. Some had to be drained this way. I mean, it was very, very specific, which the Levites were in charge of. The Levites, part of the 12 tribes, the Levites were the ones that knew exactly how God felt about sin. They were the priest. And they knew how God was about sin. They knew how to handle that. I mean, can you imagine the weight on the Levites having to take the sins and having to deal with that before God? Jesus is the perfect Levite. And this is where the relationship that we have with the Jews is way off course, because they do not want to recognize that that Jesus was the ultimate sacrifice for sin. Jesus is the perfect Levite. He was the lamb that was slain. So these Noahide laws that are being set up right now, that are already being put into place, okay, they are going to cut off that perfect sacrifice that we all love so much called Jesus, the real one, not the new age Jesus, not the fake one, not the one that has no consequences with sin, not the one that's partnering with the LGBT and partnering with all these idols across the world. The true Jesus that is holy, that speaks the truth, and he speak the truth so much they wanted to kill him, and they tried many times. So I want you to think about all this stuff, Bride. First of all, why do you think God pulled me out of Washington the way he did? He had to pull me out of Washington, not tell anybody, do it in hiding, and hide out for a few months. Why do you think God did that? Because of what he exposed to me there. In my heart, I was sick. I was sick to discover what I discovered there. I did not go public with it. Now, I've got it in the books, and now I'm going public. And now I realize the great price that I'm paying for coming out and telling the truth. But listen to me, Bride. There is a correlation between the New Apostolic Reformation that is wanting a new order in the church, just like the UN wants a new order in the world. Think about the similarities. Think about the timing of this. This side is partnered with Jewish fables. This side is partnered with signs, miracles, and wonders, and really pushed that across the church on all these different mediums, and mixed it with Kabbalah, and mixed it with mysticism, and oohing and aahing over gold dust and jewels and feathers, and everything is just so cool over here. So that when the Antichrist steps on the scene and he enhances that, he will operate in that, Bride. It will just be a woo, come on. It'll be just a yes, look. And this side, just as they have partnered with Kanye West, with all the perversion and all the Illuminati and all of the ungodliness over here, and this side partnering with it, coming together like this in this one world, new Reformation church, a new Reformation world, coming together like a pyramid for the Antichrist that's about to step on the scene. So the thing is that the church, the true church, the remnant, people like me that are speaking the truth, that's why the president is signing all these laws in about the anti-Semitism, okay, partnering with the Noahide laws, okay, the true Christians are going to be beheaded. We will be committing blasphemy, speaking against what is happening in this, and speaking the truth of what's happening. So, right now, I have the opportunity to warn you. There will come a time very soon. And let me tell you, Bride, all these things that are happening are going to happen suddenly. We're going to wake up one morning, and everything is going to collapse. It has to have order out of chaos. So, one morning, we're going to wake up, and the banks are going to be collapsed. This is going to happen. This is going to happen. And then 5G will be set in. Internet of Things will be set in. And they will come in and they will say, you will have to take the chip in order to be a part of this new community, because we have to know who's still alive. You know, blah, blah, blah. And then the church that does not, the church that says we will not be a part of this new order, we don't want to be a part of this new Reformation over here, we don't want to be a part of this new order over here, this new world order. We want to serve Jesus Christ in the way that he told us to serve him, and we will pay the price for it, and we will not take the chip. So, This is where we're at. There's coming a day we will not be able to warn you. We will not be able to go live. So I just pray that it's not too late. And I pray that some people out there will listen. And some people will get the books so they will know. And so, I guess that's all I have to tell you. I just wanted to tell you to put the two and two together. This new church, this new order they're building over here in the church, which, by the way, is partnering with the Pope. All these evangelicals have been over there to meet with the Pope. The same with Kanye West. People, it's common sense. Kanye West has been over there. These evangelicals have been over there. The president's been over there. Everybody's been over there to meet with him. And what is the Pope doing? Putting together a one world religion. He is coming out with it in, I think it's April or May. And they're having them sign this world pact under the guise of climate change, which is partnering with the UN. So I'm encouraging you, Bride, believe me or not. I'm to the point I don't even care. I don't even feel like I have to prove myself anymore. I'm just going to tell you the truth and leave it up to God what is how they're going to receive it. So do, like I said, check out UN.org. Check out the Agenda 2030. When I was in the UN last year, and I was sitting back there with the television camera, and I was looking at all of our evangelicals who are supposed to be representing us, sitting down there with all the Muslims, Hindus, and everybody, and they're all goody-goody. It made me sick. It made me sick to see them partnering with the UN. The UN is nothing but the global order. So this new reformation that you're wanting to do is partnering with this new order of the world. It's all blended. We've got to see this, Bride. They have blended for this one world order, because when the one world order has partnered with the church, and then the church turns around and tells their millions of followers, oh, the peace plan is okay. People, don't worry about the peace plan. Kanye's okay. Don't worry about his wife. It's naked all the time on social media. Don't worry about Kanye's old satanic music. Don't worry about your kids wanting to buy his blasphemous clothing line. People, please, just listen to us. Don't listen to the Bible. There is no consequence to sin. As a matter of fact, the tree of knowledge of good and evil does not even exist anymore because you're so holy. When you got saved, you don't have to worry about sin anymore. And the rapture hasn't happened yet, so you can take the chip. Don't worry about it, people. These people over here are just crazy that try to tell you all this gloom and doom stuff. So, anyways, Bride, well, I pray that this has helped you. Here's my grandson. Hey, I'm live. You want to say hi to everybody? Come here.
Who's there?
This is my friends. This is my grandson.
Hi, guys. What's going on? Nana,
I just learned
something.
Hold on. Let me get off here before you tell me, Brad. This is between me and my grandson. So I got to go. Talk to you later. Good morning, Bride. Good morning on this Saturday morning. I'm on my way to work, and I just keep having these nagging feelings about Kanye. It's like some pieces are being put together in my mind that I want you to consider. Okay, let's look at the big picture of this. Okay, last year, Kanye did Halloween. Where they did the Lord of the Flies. Okay, remember he dressed up like Beelzebub, the flies. And people were creeped out by it. They're like, what? What is him and his family doing dressing like the Lord of the Flies? And somebody brought it up back then. They was like, maybe he's doing it because he's saying that they're like in a cocoon and they're coming out of this cocoon. And now that we see the things rolling out with the coronavirus and all the different things, I think I'm putting something together in my head that I just want you to consider. Okay, so the Lord of the Flies at Halloween, was his expression of coming out. Okay, it's like Beelzebub is taking the reins and he's about to come out. Now remember, before that, like a year or so before, he tweeted about him and President Trump that he likes the president because they have dragon energy. Both of them have dragon energy. Well, that bothered me ever since then. Even when I was in Washington, it bothered me because the dragon energy, I kept thinking of the book of Revelation. You know, about the dragon coming out and fighting against God's people. Okay, so I thought about that. And then we consider him buying land in Wyoming. Okay, he's buying land out in the middle of nowhere. And, you know, let's consider that for a minute. Why are you, most stars buy it like in California and Florida and whatnot, but he buys it way out in the desert, way away from people. Okay, and then he has tanks, a few months later, he has tanks rolling through Detroit, rolling out his Yeezus, his blasphemous Yeezus line. And those tanks are rolling through the city in solid black. Okay, and then you look at the clothes that he's wearing, that he has his choir wearing, that looks apocalyptic. I mean, just bear with me a minute, Bride, okay? The clothes that they wear at these Sunday services and all these different plays they do, they look creepy. Why doesn't the world see this? They are creepy. Okay, so I'm thinking it is apocalyptic. I think he knows what is coming. Okay, and then the way that he has partnered with the apostasy, getting the stage at all these different events on his YouTube. Remember, he still has not dealt with the elephant in the room, which is his blasphemy calling himself Jesus. All of his satanic music that he's still selling. He's still making the millions off of it. And the church that brings their youth to partner with him and his wife and to become a part of her naked clothing line and all of her naked pictures on Instagram and all this other stuff. We're just opening up our families to all of this satanic garbage out here. But when you look on Twitter, I looked at Twitter this morning. I thought, okay, let's see what Kanye's up to. We know he's back to partying. We know he's back to hanging out with Jay-Z, which is, if you know anything about the Illuminati, Jay-Z and Beyonce, they are like the king and queen of the Illuminati in the pop world. So he's back out hanging out with them, and they had a video on there of them singing together about Lucifer. You can go on there. Now, I can say this is in the, you know, like a latest release. It was from Urban Legends. So it may be something in the past, them singing together about Lucifer. But looking a few tweets down, they are collaborating on work together today. And then there is another tweet talking about them rapping about Allah. And then when you go to his Yeezy.com website, which is his blasphemous shoe and clothing line, he's branched out into all these clothes. It is so sick. This whole deal of everything he does is twisted. And how the church can partner with this, I don't know. Because just do it, Bride. Do it yourself. Don't believe me. Go to Twitter and check out Kanye. Go to Yeezy.com and look at the sick images of how he's exploiting girls. These girls look like they're 12 and 13 years old that's got their boobs hanging out. That's wearing clothing. They're naked underneath, and you can see that they're naked. I mean, it's sick. It's absolutely sick. And they've got this apocalyptic theme going on in this promotion video for his new Yeezus line. And they've got these girls coming out like they're walking out in the apocalypse. Some of them look like they're wearing hazmat suits. I mean, Bride, just look at the big picture here. They're wearing these creepy clothes. looking like they're in the apocalypse. And this is, I'm talking about now, Bride. I'm not talking about something he did years ago. I'm talking about what Kanye West is doing now. His clothes are genderless. Genderless clothes. It's approved for Muslims. Many of his clothes cover everything except the eye, like this, for women. And on this video, it has his child on stage rapping, saying that they look cool. These girls up here that look apocalyptic and naked just about are really cool. And then on Twitter, when you look at Kim's, it's naturally got all of her nakedness going on and all of her perversion. But she is sharing a psychic who predicted the coronavirus. So, my point to bringing all this up is, I just keep having this nagging feeling that Kanye is definitely working with the Pope, definitely working with the apostasy, and definitely a reflection of what's to come. I told you, Bride, months ago, pay attention to every one of these apostate ministries that are promoting him, that are pushing him, that are giving him a platform. Pay attention and check them off, because it shows you the vine that they are attached to. He is a good measuring rod of the vine, because there's no holiness. There's no standard. I mean, it's just Luciferianism, New Age Jesus, vomit. These ministers that have partnered with that, it'll show you what they're attached to. This is the new world order. The new religion is coming on the stage now. And it's a very generic, genderless, non-holiness, satanic, terrible Jesus is all I can say about it. It is what the Bible terms as another Jesus. So, him getting his house out in Wyoming, him rolling through Chicago with the tanks is all a prelude, and the way they dress is a prelude of what's coming. I think he knows what's coming. So I think he's got his protection, his little haven going on out there. And he is, the tank rolling out is like an apocalyptic. I'm telling you, I believe that he's prepared for what's coming. And this dragon energy that him and the president have means their role in the apocalypse. Their role in the end times. That's what I believe, Brad. So, I'm going to get to work, but I just wanted to share that with you. I want you to keep this in the back of your mind whenever things escalate, okay? He is a voice for the false, so you need to know that, okay? All right, I love you, Bride, and I pray this helps you. God bless. Hey, Bride, I want to read you a few of the emails that I got today from the White House. I was thinking, oh, Lord, is this the beginning? Remember, I told you that the next step is for them to censor the media. Okay, so let's continue here. I got this email that says, together, America will prevail. I want all Americans to understand, President Trump wrote on Twitter this afternoon, we are at war with an invisible enemy, but that enemy is no match for the spirit and resolve of the American people. The federal government is leaving no stone unturned in its precedented response. Today, the president announced more groundbreaking steps to slow the spread of the virus to help every American community brave the storm. Okay, so number one, the Defense Department will massively expand medical resources. So what he's done is he's opened up all, I mean, it's like they have full power over buildings and everything for this crisis. So he's saying we'll massively expand medical resources, making 5 million respiratory mask and 2,000 ventilators available for use. FEMA is now activated in every region of the country and at the highest level. Okay, we are here outside of Atlanta, and we have been hearing Chinooks. We saw two today, two Chinooks over our house, which is kind of creepy because we used to live near Fort Campbell, and we believe that those Chinooks means that they're transporting, you know, military personnel. The Department of Housing and Urban Development will be suspending foreclosures and evictions until the end of April. Health and Human Services will also suspend foreclosures and evictions. Now, I can hear many people like, yes, this is wonderful, they're not going to foreclose and evict. But basically what they're trying to do is keep everybody isolated. They want everybody to stay where they're at and not be worried about being evicted because of their jobs or kicked out or whatever. Navy hospital ships are being deployed to impacted areas. Now, I read that one was in New York and one was on the other side over there by California. America and Canada will halt all non-essential travel across the border. Okay, now this other email is the one that really troubles me that I wanted to tell my friends that are paying attention. Okay, let me read this one. All right, here we go. White House announces partnership with Ag Council, major media networks, and digital platforms for COVID-19 messages. Now, remember I told you when we studied the Bill Gates deal, the simulation that happened last year of the virus and what would happen? This is the stage we're at. They shut down the media at the White House. They shut down the media at the State Department. They're going to begin to control the voices that people hear so that they stop the conspiracy and the paranoia and all the other things that they're saying other people may be delivering, okay? So, I believe this is one of those areas. Okay, here we go. White House announces partnership with Ag Council, major media networks, and digital platforms for COVID-19 messages. President Donald Trump today announced a major partnership with the Ag Council, major media networks, and digital platforms to effectively communicate accurate and timely information directly to the American people. This partnership is another important component of the All of America response to coronavirus disease 2019. And will benefit high-risk populations and the general public with public service announcements around social distancing, personal hygiene, and mental health. As a result of this announcement, the following products are created as a result of this partnership. Number one, First Lady of the United States, Melania Trump, Surgeon General Jerome Adams, Dr. Anthony Fauci, Dr. Deborah Birx, she's the lady that's up there by the president all the time, and other administration officials will appear in national broadcast PSAs, public service announcements. Remember I showed the video of how they did the cut-in, and they was like, this is a public service announcement partnered by Homeland Security was one of them. I was like, wow, that's the first time I've heard Homeland Security. But they're getting ready to break in and start doing emergency broadcasts. Okay, that communicate the most important ways Americans can protect themselves and those most at risk. NBC Universal, listen to this. NBC Universal will create a series of videos and graphics available in both English and Spanish to inform high-risk populations about the steps they can take to protect themselves and to inform the public how to stop the spread of the coronavirus. Viacom CBS is leveraging its portfolio of brands to deliver multi-channel, multi-platform PSA campaigns to educate audiences around public health imperatives related to COVID-19. In partnership with the Ag Council, Viacom CBS Entertainment and youth brands led by MTV, Comedy Central,
Paramount Network, CMT, and VH1 launched Alone Together. Wow, that's a hashtag we're going to have to pay attention to. Hashtag Alone Together. A national social and talent-led campaign that educates audiences on the importance of social distancing and drives unity. So, wow, they are about to really push it. Really push it. And drives unity through entertainment. Available in English and Spanish, the campaign will be tailored and supported by Nickelodeon, BET, CBS and CBS All Access, Awesomeness, Pluto TV, and Showtime. CBS is rolling out a We're In This Together campaign that will include essential public health messages. Nickelodeon is also developing PSA. They are coming together. Okay, so let's see. We're In This Together campaign that will include essential public health messages. Nickelodeon is also developing PSA content on appropriate topic for kids, such as hand washing and sharing educational library content for children who are home from school. So they're targeting every area. iHeartMedia will support messaging around social distancing and high-risk populations, among other important COVID-19 related topics across their networks of stations. ABC Walt Disney Television will promote priority messages. Now, isn't that funny, coming from Disney? ABC Walt Disney Television will promote priority messaging for parents and families for distribution across their channels and platforms. The PSA's direct audiences should visit coronavirus.gov, a centralized resource that includes up-to-date information on the crisis. All PSAs and content will air and run during airtime and space that will be donated by the media and coordinated through the Centers of Disease Control and Prevention and Department of Health and Human Services. So, y'all come to your conclusion about this. I just see this as the beginning of that shutdown of other voices. Okay, so I'm about to go live in another bit with my opinion. This is just the White House opinion. So I will be live in a few in my opinion on a Christian subject. I'll be live in a moment.
Treehouse Publishers presents author and White House correspondent Dr. June Knight has published 10 books. As she traveled the country in obedience to God-serving ministries, her books are about the Bride of Christ, preparing the church for the end of days, persecution, purity, and spiritual warfare. She even wrote a book revealing the pain and struggles of her own life called Testimony of a Broken Bride, Jesus is the True Husband. Her books hope to help families make right decisions in the coming days about the mark of the beast and to choose Jesus over the beast system. Dr. June released 4 books this year about current day situations such as judgment, technology, tribulation days and more. These 4 books released in April of 2020 after she left the White House and exposes what she knows about President Trump and the Antichrist agenda. These books reveal apostasy plus idolatry equals judgment and it's for the harvest. Dr. June reveals the great divide in the church in this hour due to the great deception. She explains what is the ecumenical movement, new apostolic reformation, and false religions. Exposes the one world religion agenda. Dr. June exposes the new world order and satanic agenda. This book exposes the lie of the new apostolic reformation evangelicals who have surrounded the president and is partnering with the beast system. This book chronicles 40 days of repentance and casting down 40 idols in our nation and church. This book reveals the biblical pattern of judgment and the current judgment. What is the pattern of God's judgment? Why does he judge? What is my role in this? This book discusses now that we know apostasy plus idolatry equals judgment. Where do we go from here? How do we prepare? What do we look for? What about technology? The human implantation chip, etc. So purchase the American Quad books today before they shut them down. Be alert. Be informed. Be equipped for the war ahead. Or go to www.gotreehouse.org and purchase all 10 of Dr. June's books today on sale. If you are interested in writing a book, please go to treehousepublishers.com. Thank you. Author and White House correspondent Dr. June Knight has published 10 books. As she traveled the country in obedience to God-serving ministries, her books are about the Bride of Christ, preparing the church for the end of days, persecution, purity, and spiritual warfare. She even wrote a book revealing the pain and struggles of her own life called Testimony of a Broken Bride, Jesus is the True Husband. Her books hope to help families make right decisions in the coming days about the mark of the beast and to choose Jesus over the beast system. Released 4 books this year about current day situations such as judgment, technology, tribulation days and more. These 4 books released in April of 2020 after she left the White House and exposes what she knows about President Trump and the Antichrist agenda. These books reveal apostasy plus idolatry equals judgment and it's for the harvest. Dr. June reveals the great divide in the church in this hour due to the great deception. She explains what is the ecumenical movement, new apostolic reformation, and false religions. Exposes the one world religion agenda. Dr. June exposes the new world order and satanic agenda. This book exposes the lie of the new apostolic reformation evangelicals who have surrounded the president and is partnering with the beast system. This book chronicles 40 days of repentance and casting down 40 idols in our nation and church. This book reveals the biblical pattern of judgment and the current judgment. What is the pattern of God's judgment? Why does he judge? What is my role in this? This book discusses now that we know apostasy plus idolatry equals judgment. Where do we go from here? How do we prepare? What do we look for? What about technology? The human implantation chip, etc. So purchase the American Quad books today before they shut them down. Be alert. Be informed. Be equipped for the war ahead. Or go to www.gotreehouse.org and purchase all 10 of Dr. June's books today on sale. If you are interested in writing a book, please go to treehousepublishers.com.